B-Pod Studios.
Sports Hub.
They work.
Arr, matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Jaylen Brown up fakes the three. Shot clock at one. He steps to his left. Launches a crazy three. It is no good. Rebound. Smart tried to keep it alive. Couldn't do it. 3 seconds to go. Quick three. Van Vliet. No good. And the Celtics have won the ball game.
My heart beats still. Where's Fred Sanford? Would you need him? Elizabeth, I'm coming to see you, honey. I'm going to have a Celtic jersey on. Ah.
I have no idea what all that is. I have no idea what he was talking about there.
Sanford and Son.
See, it's over his head.
My time.
Classic. See, he just needed playoffs.
Still like, great. I had no idea what it was, but it was still great.
That's the Max we need. Not the Max that gets the pizza. I want some pizza.
Max is in prime playoff shape right now.
I get some ketchup for my hot dog.
Celtics get a win last night over the Raptors in game two. By the way, I didn't think I would like a 5:30 start time. I love a 5:30 start time.
I don't.
Oh, man.
I kind of forget about a 5:30 start time. You get home and dinner, it's nice out, like, oh, crap. That's right. Celtics are on.
So Celtics
get a win. 7 o'clock.
And a couple of the storylines are this. Robert Williams early. Marcus Smart goes on a tear late. Well, sort of late because he didn't really have an impact over the last 7 or 8 minutes of the game. It was early fourth quarter for Marcus Smart. And Jason Tatum gets teed up late. And some way, somehow, this was not the story with Tatum because Nick Nurse, head coach of the Raptors after the game, was talking about the refs taking care of the Celtics in the game. Did you feel like the refs were taking care of the Celtics in the game?
No.
I didn't feel like they were, you know, facing any sort of uphill climb.
No, because we always feel like the Celtics don't get the big Giannis or, you know, LeBron type calls. That's all. So it never feels like, boy, Celtics are always getting taken care of by the refs. No, we never feel that way. Seems like Jason Tatum's always bitching. That's all.
There was only one call that I thought may have been a make good, and that was after Marcus Smart tried to save the ball underneath their own. I think it was underneath their own basket, and they called him out of bounds.
The foot on the line.
He totally was out of bounds.
I don't think you couldn't overturn it based on the review, but you couldn't tell from the review whether or not his foot was out of bounds. But I don't know if the ball left his hand yet or not. On the next possession, somebody from Toronto, I mean, just a sliver of their heel went on the line. I'm like, that's borderline.
It was down the side in the corner.
Borderline makeup call there. But that's, I mean, in terms of the other calls that went that, I didn't feel like it. I felt like both of those
calls were right, the ones at late. And I thought stepping out of bounds was on the part of the Raptors was part of their unraveling. Like, you have this time where they're reviewing this play for what seemed like far too long. Mm-hmm. Shocker. They're reviewing the play with Marcus Smart. They're giving us six different angles. The last one was one of the best, but we barely saw that one. And while they're reviewing that, you've got all this time to draw something up, which I'm sure Nick Nurse was doing. And then you turn it over like that, and you're like, what's wrong with this team? Like, bear down here, guys. These are the moments here, win or lose. But Nick Nurse, after the game, complained about the officiating and complained about the way that Tatum got to the line.
The only frustrating part about it is he shoots 14 free throws, which is as much as our whole team shoots. That's the frustrating part. I mean, I think our guys were working hard on him, and we were doing a pretty good job. He did make some good shots. They were obviously getting him the ball a lot, getting him in space. We could have helped a little bit better here and there, but they take very good care of him tonight.
All right, they're down two games in the series, 2-0. I don't have a problem with it after the game. He's trying to swing it. He's trying to get some calls in game three tomorrow. That's kind of his job, right? Let's go, refs.
Yeah, but you know
what? Let's go, league.
This is what we always say. Like, Bruce Cassidy for the Bruins should have been doing this, whining about the referees.
Right.
That apparently was having a big impact on the NHL.
That's what Tampa did.
But when you do it, you sound like a whiny little baby when you do it. And he got to the line as many times as we did. Actually, not quite. He got there 14 times. You were there 19
times. It's a Tommy comment.
As a team. Right? But yeah, you sound like a whiny little baby. The same way the Celtics can sound that way, too. Or really, Celtics fans sound that way, too, when they're always complaining about the referees. But this could just be a move to move the referees and how they call things against Tatum the rest of the way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is good news for Tatum.
You're down 2-0, man.
You know, all Tatum ever apparently wants is to get treated like a star by the refs. That was a report from inside the bubble a couple of weeks ago. He wants more star treatment. Well, you're now getting accused of getting the star treatment. So does that make him happy? I know he got teed up yesterday. He didn't like that.
Oh, he hated that.
Which is on him. I know he didn't like it, but... Maybe.
Did you like that? Did you think that was a good call?
You know what? With those types of calls, you always have to wonder if it's added up over the course of the game. Like, what's he been needling the ref about the entire game? And then can you just do yourself a favor and not be as demonstrative right there next to the ref? Can you just give yourself a little more space before you get all pissed off?
Dorsberg said they called that a lot during the regular season.
They did. Yeah. They've sort of clamped down on that a little
show
bit.
Show up the ref. I mean... It's the demonstration that he got teed up.
So what, you know, you've got to ask yourself, what's he been saying under his breath the entire game to the ref where he said, all right, Tatum,
enough
of your crap. You know what I mean? Like it's cumulative. It adds up.
Yeah.
So that's what I sort of wonder about I see a call like that.
I can't stand the, like, he got teed up for an air punch. You know, this is what they've been calling all season
long.
It's
hokey.
You know, like, you know, and I think air punch, it's like you're angry and you're like, ugh. His was almost like a wave of his arm, like, oh, gee whiz.
I mean, I could see that they slammed the basketball,
so I
right?
Pushed him off a little bit. Oh, fiddlesticks. You're going to call offensive on that. And to me, it didn't seem worthy of a tech. I mean, it was a critical point in the game, too. Celtics up 4.
Yeah, the timing was pretty surprising.
Just over a minute left.
You typically don't see it.
I kind of like seeing the emotion out of him, though. He's
yes.
not usually like that.
He's not a super emotional guy. I do sort of enjoy that.
I don't like that he got called for a T, but I like the emotion.
We've criticized him in the past for not being a little more emotional.
Yeah, robotic.
So, that was an appropriate reaction for that time and place in the game, like you just said. Like he's into the game.
Yes. Here's a question I have for the Stat Geeks. Has Marcus Smart ever had back-to-back games where he has hit a combined 11 threes combined over two games? Has that ever happened?
Probably not.
I don't remember that ever. Maybe, you know, maybe it happened in two boring regular season games that we weren't paying attention to. But I'm having a hard time finding that.
That wasn't a back-to-back stretch. I mean, he'd pop every once in a while.
11 of 20 over the last two games. Has he hit 11 threes over two back-to-back games at any point in his
career?
First half,
I thought he wasn't going to hit any.
So that's what I'm sort of wondering. And by the way, Kemba Walker, late with the shot, clutch. As he always is.
Yeah.
How do his knees look? Knees look good. Knees look good, dude. Knees are looking good.
Okay, so what do you prepare for next game? Who do you try to defend? Is it Tatum? Tatum gets 34. What are you going to take Tatum out? See, they're so damn balanced. And they're almost a more balanced team with Smart starting. Like, I think they're more fun to watch with Marcus Smart in the lineup. I do. Because I think Hayward tends to float at times where Smart is in on everything. It's an energy thing for me. I'm not saying they're better, but they might be better without
Jim Hayward. Already has my answer on Marcus Smart.
Well, it's pretty easy. He hit 11 threes against Phoenix this year in January in the same game.
What?
11 of 22. He was 5 of 10 the night before, so he's or two nights before. He was 16 threes.
I guess I'm not asking it the right way. It's a matter of percentage-wise, like how do you?
Yeah,
I don't know.
5 of 10 and then 11 of 22.
Jesus.
Back-to-back games.
Oh, yeah. There it is.
16 for 32.
Brad Stevens has said he's gotten better over the last couple of years. Well, yeah, so there it is.
His feet are just so much wider than his base when he's
shooting.
He
hit 11 threes
than everybody else.
He hit 11 in one game?
When?
January 18th.
We're in the middle of football then.
We're in depression.
Okay. I don't remember that. I really don't.
I know.
617-779-0985. Thank you for finding that so quickly. That was both efficient.
Wasn't as hard as I thought it was going
to be. He's as efficient as he's been over the last two games and hit a boatload of threes in those games. All right. There you have it. But it's been great. It's been great for Marcus Smart. It's been great for the Celtics. But he didn't impact the game in the final minutes. That was Kemba Walker late. And he didn't impact the game in other times in the game. So they're all complimenting each other very nicely right now in your Boston Celtics.
Yep.
We've got more to get to with your calls. You got thoughts on the Celtics bringing to the table. The Patriots are reportedly not in on Leonard Fournette. We'll get to that story next. And Jim Louth unboxed at 11:36.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Zoe and Beetle in the office.
It's like a sweater without nipple covers.
In the car.
You smell bacon?
In the truck.
I'm definitely not stupid, Harvey.
Getting you through your work day on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Mike Giardi had a tweet this morning at 8:18 a.m. that said, despite Vegas odds putting the Patriots at the top of the list as Leonard Fournette's next landing spot, a source within the organization does not believe the team will be in the running for the recently released running back.
What's going on with that?
How did he clear waivers? Can someone explain this to me? How does this happen in the NFL? Where a good player leaves his team, is on waivers. He's not old. He's young. And he doesn't get claimed.
Well, the money's up there. See, that's the thing. But there are stupid teams that would take flyers on him.
$4 million bucks?
Yeah.
What? How does he go unclaimed?
Former top five pick,
I don't get that. This is not new. This has happened before. I don't get it. I feel like he should have been claimed.
So now you get him at a league minimum.
So.
Does he want to play at that, though? That's the problem.
So what now? Why are they not interested?
They're comfortable
they just
with
really
what they
like
have.
What they have.
They like what they have.
They don't see the opportunity for an upgrade there.
They really like Damian Harris. He had a really good camp. Sony's coming back now. Same thing. You got Lamar Miller. You still got Burkhead. You got White. Like, you got backs. You got enough of them right now.
How soon do you think Leonard Fournette signs?
I mean, given the fact he cleared waivers and he's still sitting there, he might sit a while.
He might. I wonder if it's one of these deals where the Patriots or any other team looks at it and says, well, there's going to be other cuts at the end of camps around the league.
Look how long Cam Newton sat out there.
We're going to see what's out there before we commit to any one player or any one position. Because if there is a receiver cut somewhere in this league that could help the team.
Today.
Today's the 2nd of September.
The 5th is cut down day.
3 days from now.
Yeah.
So if someone gets cut over the weekend, teams are going to wait to see where they are before making a commitment to him. Maybe that's what it is.
Look at the Saints and Kamara in that situation, the way that's
going. What is going on there?
Supposedly, Josina Anderson got information that he wanted out, and he said, no, that's not the case. So a bad report by her. But supposedly they ironed out their differences, and he's going to stay a Saint. So.
And they're going to continue to work on a long-term deal, as I read.
Yeah, you need him down there. Makes that offense go.
617-779-0985. Ed is in Rhode Island. Hi, Ed.
Hello?
Hey,
hello,
Ed. Hi.
Okay, I want to talk about the Celtics.
Okay.
You got it.
Before summer, last summer, during the Olympic qualifiers, we now have four of our starting five were on the team in Smart, Tatum, Brown, and Walker. And now it's starting to show. I think we got the best chance to win it this year instead of any other year. The chemistry's there and everything. This has been something that's been over the past year. And nobody's bringing up the point that they've been praying together since the Olympics, and it seems to be a forgotten thought.
I think it's even past that and deal with the situation of the current world. I think they're dealing well with the bubble.
I was going to say that was also over a calendar year ago. And
that didn't even do it.
And on top of it, they played an entire season together now.
You put four good players on the same team, they're going to play well together, you know?
But I think a big part of that is Kemba Walker's
he's different
personality.
He's different than Kyrie.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah. He can defer. He has no problem deferring. He's unselfish. He's good, and he's unselfish. They got four guys that can finish a game. They really do. really three. But I mean, if you want to throw Smart in there, if he gets hot like he did yesterday. But they got four guys that could score.
Oh,
hello.
Who is it?
Nobody.
You got anybody there?
No.
No?
No.
Look at Jim. Look at Jim perk right up.
Well, what were you just talking about?
Whoa. Shut up, Jim.
What did Zoe say earlier?
What? About?
Fournette.
What are we getting?
What?
What are we getting there? Feels like it could be a piece of information.
No.
No, come on. It feels like you have...
No what? No information what? Or no, he's
no,
not coming?
No, I can't confirm. No.
Can't
no.
confirm what?
Anything. No, I don't have any information. One way or the other.
What was that text about?
Just that Fournette. Don't know.
Don't you hold out on me.
Don't you do that.
Don't you hold out on me.
I'm honest. Hardy knows. I'm not lying right now.
He's getting it from a good source, but there's no confirmation.
There's nothing. There's nothing there.
You just saw him at the Hertz counter?
No.
Was he at the Hertz counter getting the car?
It's Larry Fitzgerald. Jesus.
That's it. Someone Photoshop Fournette at the Hertz counter. Now, let's go. Put him.
He's there in a 27 please. Jacksonville jersey.
I want the Photoshop where he's in his full football jersey. Like, take an action shot of him carrying the football and put him at the Hertz counter. And leave Larry Fitzgerald there for all I care.
You can still see Fitzgerald's hair coming out of the helmet.
No. Just leave Larry at the counter and have Fournette running by with the football in his full Jaguars uniform.
That'd be funny.
He's at the Hertz counter. Possibly. Okay. All right. Something's going on there. Should love that.
Yep.
People can't help themselves. We talk about something and then they just text.
It's crazy.
I don't know. Zoe couldn't help himself earlier.
Isn't that crazy, though?
Put something else on.
What'd you say?
Jeez.
Zoe couldn't help himself earlier when he kind of just slipped it out there the first hour.
Can't have enough running backs.
Oh, look at this. Your opinion has just changed in a matter of 10 seconds. Can't have enough running backs.
No, I don't mean that. No. It's interesting. I mean, now's the time you'd be interested. Right?
Clear waivers, eliminates
the 4 million.
I've been interested for days. Two days now.
But given and knowing them, they wouldn't be interested if it's, hey, we got to claim him. No, we'll get him when he's sitting there. Let him sit.
Like today or this weekend?
Yeah.
So there's hope. Should I have hope?
Sunday, maybe. We'll see.
Oh, my
God. How about this? Did you guys read the quote from Ivan Fiers earlier?
Oh, my God. No, I didn't read it.
So he said that Sony Michel, quote, got heavy after his foot surgery. But he's down now where he needs to be.
I think he meant like never mind. I misunderstood.
He ain't heavy.
No, Ivan Fiers, Mr. No Filter Coaching. The only No Filter coach they have.
Well, he's been doing it so long. He's just at a point where he doesn't care about keeping things secret.
Yeah, he got heavy after surgery. Now he's kind of down where he needs to be.
Joe's in Pittsfield on Marcus
he's
Smart.
He's got that Devers look a little bit.
Joe.
Hey, yeah. Hey guys. How you doing?
Good.
I just want to say this. It's not because of last night only. But for a couple of years, 3 years now, I've been getting sick and tired of especially Red Sox. I'm sorry. Oh, God, don't mention that. Celtics commentators saying, yeah, Marcus Smart's great defensively, but he's not a shooter and he's not great on offense. I really believe that's still out there. And you know what? It's bull crap. Because if you look at it, Google it. His 3-point percentage rate is about 38%, 39%. I know he has games where he sometimes misses the rim, but everything he does poorly on offense in a game, he makes up for it on defense. I want to know if you guys still think he's underrated.
It feels like you're making both arguments, though, that he does have some bad offensive tendencies at times.
I would definitely agree with that.
Okay.
A lot of other players do, but who is the most impactful player on the Celtics? Maybe not just right now, but even over the last 2 years.
No, I mean, we get what you're saying, and I agree that I think they're more entertaining and fun to watch with him in the starting lineup.
I mean, his presence, though, is so valuable.
Yeah.
That's what I always give him credit for.
The edge. He brings an edge.
And he brings an edge that nobody else on this team seems to have. Like, Kemba Walker has sort of a closer thing about him.
He's got a little stare down. He'll give you a stare down at the end of the game.
It's different than what Marcus Smart brings.
It's more of a quiet, like psychotic.
What do they say about Marcus Smart? He's a junkyard dog.
He's a scrapper.
Yeah.
Give me the guy that gets rug burns on his knees when he dies on a court.
Yeah. Right? That's. I mean, he brings a element to the Celtics that they don't get from anybody else. But now, if he's going to shoot like this on a night-in, night-out basis in big, important games.
Which he's probably not going to do. But I'd say enjoy it when he does. I like him in a starting lineup. I do.
You keep saying that. You don't want Hayward to come back.
Take your time, Hayward.
Just say it.
Make sure that.
Just say it. You like the Celtics more without Gordon
Hayward.
Disrupt
your rhythm a little bit. I know Hayward's a good player.
You wanted to ask Brad Stevens if he felt lucky to not have Hayward there.
No, I can't do that.
Do you feel lucky because your rotations are better? Tim is in Taunton. Hey, Tim. Oh, I know Tim and Taunton.
Hey,
we talked yesterday.
Hey, Timmy.
Tim and Taunton.
Yeah. What's up?
What's going on, guys?
What are you calling for?
Let me ask you a question, Tim. No. Do you need a permit if you put solar panels on your roof? Because that's what Zoe was talking to you about yesterday. Do you need a permit?
Yeah, we submit a permit to the utility company and then to the town.
Hmm. Just remember to close the permit.
How much money are you going to save me?
Oh, easily 80%. I'm going to cut your bill down to 80%, so.
Wow.
All right, so here's a story on Tim and Taunton. Put you on hold there.
Yeah.
Tim and Taunton showed up at Zoe's doorstep.
Randomly. Knocking on the door. Dog was barking.
Yeah. And wanted to sell him solar
panels. I came outside and he got the shakes. He goes, you got to be kidding me.
Kid nearly puked himself when
relax.
He saw Zoe answer.
Calm down.
Don't you have a no solicitors sign at the gate of your community?
Nope. Always interested in saving money.
Is that when you were on the phone with me?
What?
When you were on the phone with me, you're like, somebody's here. I got to go.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Because the dog was barking and like nuts. And then
I called Zoe.
He goes, I love Bertrand Solik. Like, I listen all day. I'm Tim and Taunton. I called the show. Bertrand calls when he says it. And I go, look at this. And I put him on speaker.
Yeah,
he got a crotch rocket too.
He showed up on a motorbike to sell you solar panels.
Not a motorcycle, a crotch rocket. That thing is fast. Yeah, like what do I want to buy solar panels?
Probably
so
gets
on a
good
motorcycle?
MPGs. You know, this guy Tim and Taunton.
He didn't even have a car.
All about saving energy, right, Tim?
He's got a backpack and a motorcycle. Didn't even have a car.
How many miles per gallon you get on that bike of yours?
Oh, I saved tons of money on gas. And I use the bike as a detractor.
He didn't even park it in my driveway. He parked it like down the street. I'm out there looking in front of my house.
As a what?
I go, whose motorcycle's that down the street? He goes, that's mine.
You used to bike as a what?
A detractor.
Well, I use it as like a conversation piece. For people that, you know, when I knock on their door, just something to talk about.
Yeah, it's a good salesman. It's a good salesman, dude.
You know? Use the bike as a
and I'm not really selling. We're not selling anything. I'm just, you know, these power companies, the national grid bills and stuff, they're super high. They're just helping people cut down their bill with nothing out of, they pay nothing out of pocket. And, we're able to help out a lot of people, especially after this pandemic, you know?
Look at that. He's giving his pitch right now.
It's good.
He feels a little bit like the two guys that found that Red Sox banner.
Yeah, I think Zoe's considering putting those panels on his roof.
I said I don't want to see him from the road. It's all about aesthetics.
That solar panels cost like $20,000.
I ain't paying that. You put them on there free. I ain't putting them up
there. Yeah, who puts them on there for free?
That's what he said. Tim's going to do them.
All
free.
Right.
Yeah, then they charge you monthly.
I'm not charging me. I ain't paying that.
You pay them for your electricity instead of paying National Grid.
Listen, don't get distracted by the detractor.
How's he going to get him there? Does he get a little sidecar for his motorbike and you load up two panels at a time and drive him over there?
Stop it.
Ask to borrow your ladder?
I have a screw gun, though, too. I have one of those DeWalt guns.
He's got a trailer for the bike. We've got a special unboxing. Jim's been promoting this all day.
Well, one of the local organizations sent it to us. One of the local sports teams sent something.
A local sports team sent something? All right, we'll do it next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Sports Hub.
Now it's time for more of Zolak and Bertrand.
That's what you put in your mouth in the morning.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
You know what they say?
What?
Good things come in small packages.
An autographed game puck signed by number 16, Marco Sturm.
It's a good quality item.
Kane's mayonnaise.
The Jim Corsi gum.
When I want something, I get it.
Framed photo of number 35, Manny Fernandez.
Yes, sir. Top of the line.
We got a mother load here.
Like, that's the size of box you put an animal in. I'm pretty excited right now.
Are
that,
you?
That last clip right there, that's the size box you put an animal in. We may have an animal here today.
Well, I do want to remind you, we've got a Stop and Shop gift card to give away coming up next segment. $100.
Yep.
Stay tuned for that. We'll be giving that great prize away. We've got a very large item here. And Jim has been very excited about the segment all day. And he said one of the local teams sent us an item for
a team.
Today.
Professional sports
he handed
team.
Me this. This wow. is a letter yep. from the New England Revolution.
Oh.
One Patriot Place. We're talking to Bruce Arena next hour. Yeah. I'm sure he was involved in this.
Well, there's a reason we moved the interview from tomorrow to today.
I'm sure Bruce Arena was... He probably picked it out.
He probably wrote the note.
Let's see.
Oh, he definitely picked it out.
He did?
Oh, yeah.
Wow, there's no way.
No friggin' way. Are you serious?
This is not from the organization. It's from him.
Come on!
All right, I'm going to read the letter. Oh, my God. You know what it starts with?
Hey, fellas.
Gentlemen. On behalf of the New England Revolution, thank you for your support. Tomorrow, we need 3 points. The beers are on us. Many thanks, Bruce Arena.
So, open the bag.
This is a letter from Bruce Arena play sheet,
listen,
as you can see.
Wow.
What's in the bag shows that he's a listener.
So, Bruce Arena has sent over some items.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. The foam koozies. Oh, actual, real foam koozies. Old school koozies.
Hey, radio people.
We just talked about this.
These are real.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
Wow.
Be careful pulling off the curtains, though.
That's a koozie. That's a koozie right there.
That's a quality koozie.
That is what we're looking for. And now there is. All right, so great.
Zoe doesn't have his headphones on. Tell him to be gentle over
there. All right,
there.
Be gentle. Jim is saying, be gentle. Zoe is about to pull back the covering over whatever it is.
Oh, my God. Yes. Yes.
Bruce Arena has sent us a variety of beers with excellent koozies. That's solid.
That's what a sporting director does.
That's
above and beyond.
Wow.
Classy.
Very classy.
Stella, Bud Light, Mick Ultras.
Yeah, worried about the carbs. There you go. Wow. He listens.
I'll tell you what. At Channel Market Research Survey, they better give him some street cred.
Where is the survey?
Kind of a weird year, huh?
Weird year. Are we going to get a survey this year?
It's a good question.
Wow. What a gift. Real.
Just the koozies would have been enough.
Just the koozies by themselves.
We could be bought so easily.
But I tell you what, those koozies display nicely on the shelf.
We should try a couple cans in there.
Certain things look better on that shelf than we thought, like baseball cards and koozies.
Look at that, huh?
Something else.
You know, guys, Bruce's suspension is over. He's back.
You know what? New York guy. Classy. New York people. Classy. Forget about it. You know, forget about it.
All right, then. Very good. So thank you to the Revs. Thank you to Bruce Arena. We're going to talk to him. Thank him next hour.
It didn't take much. Soccer goes up in my book now. Talk a little cleat next hour.
So big soccer guy now.
Little pitch patter.
Yep.
All right.
Artie, you got pregame, right?
I got pre-half.
All right, we'll be tuning in for that.
Little post-game show tonight. Clyde Sims and I begin your coverage at 8 p.m. right here on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
I like that. I like that a lot.
I like it a lot.
I like it a lot. Yeah, by the way, if you need to send us things for the shelf, Corporate Jim Louth, 55 Morrissey Boulevard, Dorchester, Mass. 02125.
That is so classy.
Handwritten note from Bruce Arena.
Handwritten.
Gentlemen. Hello. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
This is going on the wall in Jim's office.
I like that. It's on the play sheet.
It's on the play sheet.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's suspended. He could write anything on there now.
Yeah. Is that like draft paper? Like little squares in there?
Yeah. He wrote it yesterday talking about tonight's match, but we're going to talk to him about that next hour. Thank you very much.
I wonder, I wonder if that's the Gillette sponsored beers and they just took it out of the stadium.
Who cares?
Well, there's no fans.
That's awesome.
So,
I don't care.
You know, get it to the people who will
bring
drink
me some kegs. Yeah.
Stop and Shop, $100 gift card to give away. That's coming up right after this.
Wow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Something.
You gotta wear your lucky jersey. Don't wash the lucky socks.
Rub your ball 16 times.
Yep.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's home for sports.
Where we're going, we don't need roads.
Used to be this day in show history. Now it's this week in show history. But before that, caller 10 to the Pride Motor Group contest line, 617-931-0985. Call that number. Make sure you call the right one. 617-931-0985.
Yeah,
you will score a $100 Stop and Shop gift card, whether you're grilling, baking, stir-frying, or sautéing, grilling outdoors, or cooking inside. Make the most of every meal at your Stop and Shop.
I get some steaks and corn with that. Take a gift card, get some steaks, some corn, maybe some mashed potatoes.
Mm.
How about a green vegetable?
No.
All right.
Don't need that.
Right. Maybe you just want to stock up on toilet paper. I mean, you could do it there.
To do it.
If it's not any of those cooking things.
Could get
right?
Some tinfoil.
Right. Whatever it is you want. They've got you covered there.
Can't have enough tinfoil.
All right. To the date. To the week.
We don't have music for this. That's only for the unboxing.
There's music underneath them.
Yeah, that's right.
By the way, you guys are on vacation a lot this week, so Tom is already just bringing our expectations down for this one. You guys are usually on vacation this week of the year.
We're going to go on vacation starting tomorrow.
A couple of days after pre-Labor Day, after the last preseason game. That's kind of the time of year we're at.
We're off on Monday, too, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot about Monday.
Yeah. What am I going to do Monday?
After today, we'll see you in 6 days.
Wow.
We'll be ready to go. Week one, baby.
And we'll be ready and
rested.
Here.
Man. We'll be here. Yep.
It's great.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get to what is normally T-dish, but T-wish this
Twish.
Week. This week in show history, back in 2018, Bert Breer was in. Bert has, I don't want to call it a speech impediment. He's got a very severe stutter. He's like Mel Tillis in Canada.
I don't think he does have a stutter. I think he has he creates the stutter because he tries to talk so fast.
He's excitable.
If he actually had a stutter, I would not be making fun of him.
Correct.
No, he does not have a stutter. Mm. But, yet he does.
Good thing he showed up all offseason to get on the same page with Kenny Britt.
But Jordan Matthews and Kenny Britt
were the top two guys.
Just,
Jesus Christ.
Oh, good show. That's a great show there, that Zolak and Bertrand.
Wow.
What is that?
That is something else.
Good thing he showed up all offseason to get on the same page with Kenny Britt. How do people listen to that?
I don't know. I don't know how people listen to the show.
They like it.
When did he do the Green Bay one? Was that
Green Bay? Green Bay? No, it was in the old building.
Or was that with Touch and Rich?
That was a long time.
Green Bay. Another one of our frequent guests back before the whole world went to hell was Dan Shaughnessy.
Oh, remember him?
I do.
The best of Dan Shaughnessy from this week in show history. Here we go.
Is there anything aside from the quarterback stand that you care about in this game tonight?
No. Jones.
Not one thing.
No. You know, I don't have to do 5 hours.
Well, you got to do two.
You go through 162, and then one guy comes and sticks it, and you're done. Bacavios Mingo. Remember the crocodile hunter, Steve Irwin?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yes. The stingray got him? Yeah, that was he died.
Oh, my God. Shaughnessy. Remember the stingray got him? He died.
He died. But Jones grilling him for his lack of care about the preseason game.
From the quarterback stand that you care about in this game tonight?
No.
Not one thing.
No. You know, I don't have to do 5 hours.
Well, you got
to
do. You got to do two.
You think about that, though. That's Steve Irwin, and I would watch all those shows, too. Like, he did so many crazy things.
Yeah.
Heads inside the alligators and the snakes, and he's sticking his hands down holes in the desert.
Yeah.
And he gets killed by a freaking stingray.
Well, they can kill you. They will kill you.
I mean, they didn't attack him. Like, how do you...
The bar...
I don't want to say it. I'm not going to say it.
What?
What? Say it.
What are you swimming on top of the damn stingray for? What are you getting up there? You got to get close to him. Look how close I am to the stingray. Right in here.
Is he Scottish?
That's why I said
the stingray got me. What is that?
Arr, it's a pirate.
Arr, matey.
You're doing a pirate now.
Pirate Steve Irwin?
Leprechaun pirate.
Arr.
Look at you, you leprechaun.
Arr, me stingray got me.
Shoot a cannonball.
Stuck me right in the chest.
Yeah, go ahead.
Not to be outdone by Bert Breer and Dan Shaughnessy. Zoe was here occasionally on this date. This
good.
2nd of September.
Occasionally. You're in there.
2nd of September over the years. So this is the best of Zoe from this week in show history.
Wasn't any more about her humpy, humpy humps.
My
then
mumps.
It became my lovely lady humps. Check them out. You know, I met the little lady.
This doesn't happen in this league.
It's a miracle. Short of a miracle. Miracles are miracles. That's not a miracle. I don't call it that. I don't know.
It's like a swapping of the junk, as I like to say.
All the kids at school, they want to touch it.
I want everyone getting lubed up, as Tom Brady would say.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, we want drunk route one.
We want lubed up.
Yeah, we want drunk route one. Okay.
Is that it, or do you have another thought?
Not really.
Raquel Welch, birthday today. Zoe, what is her famous reference in movies that you know? She's the poster in Shawshank.
But Derek.
Shut up.
That's an old timer. That's an old timer.
I forgot about that one. I forgot.
Shut up, Hardy.
Bo Derek. Do we have a longer version of that? The Bo Derek screw up.
Is that it, or do you have another thought?
Not really.
Raquel Welch, birthday today. Zoe, what is her famous reference in movies that you know? She's the poster in Shawshank.
Bo Derek.
What do you mean?
What did we say in response to that? That's what I'm dying to know.
I don't think you did.
Oh, what did we say in response to that?
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, God. What? Huh? Bo Derek. What?
I thought he was playing a game. Like, name. I'll name something he names.
He's the poster in Shawshank.
Bo Derek.
Who would have been around with Shawshank was filmed?
That was a good one. Yeah, that was a good one. All right, then.
Oh. Makes my chest hurt.
No. Ow. That's a good one.
Ow.
That is a good one.
Well, that was a fine this week in show history, T-Bone.
Yes,
thank you.
Thank you for
Chop
that.
T-Bone.
Holy thank you for crap. Pulling all that stuff out of the archives.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. all right, let's talk to Matthew Slater. Is he going to call? Is he calling us yet?
Not yet, but he's scheduled for 12
o'clock. All right, he's scheduled.
Oh, the hotline just went off.
Oh, there it is. We'll do headlines and we'll talk to
Quick
Matthew
headlines,
Slater.
Then.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Sports Hub.
Now.
Sports Talk. While you're on the clock,
This is Zulak and Bertrand.
A sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Noontime hour here on Zulak and Bertrand from our Town Fair Tire Studios at 98.5 The Sports Hub. The Patriots will hold their premiere tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, WBZ TV Channel 4. Raising money for great causes, but of course they also every year honor a Ron Burton Award winner. And one of those previous winners is Matthew Slater, who is with us now on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Matthew, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys today?
Slater, what's up, man? How you doing?
I'm great, brother. How you doing?
Good. Hey, how weird was the first couple of days of camp for you? Like going into the building with all the new restrictions and, you know, you guys can only lift in certain groups. You can't go to the grub line and get as much food as you want. How hard was that on you guys as players when you first reported?
Yeah, so, I mean, you know how unique a locker room is in a football setting. And to kind of have that altered, it was different. And I think guys had to get used to just the protocols and making sure that everyone's staying as safe as possible. But still trying to enjoy one another's company and build camaraderie and get our work done. So it's been a bit of an adjustment process, but I think all in all, most of us are just happy to be back playing the game that we love.
Do you feel like you've been able to sort of achieve those things that you're talking about, you know, continuity and having good chemistry as a team despite some of the separation?
I think we have. I think we've taken some steps towards that. I think it's going to be an ongoing process. And it's going to be that way for probably every team in the league. It's just such a unique season with all the circumstances and that we're, you know, operating under. So I feel good about where we are, but, you know, I do feel like we have a lot of work to do as far as team building and football on the field. But, you know, we'll just take it one day at a time and hopefully, you know, we'll get to where we need to be.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Sports Hub. Now. Sports Talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
A sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Noontime hour here on Zulak and Bertrand from our Town Fair Tire Studios at 98.5 The Sports Hub. The Patriots will hold their premiere tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, WBZ TV Channel 4, raising money for great causes. But, of course, they also every year honor a Ron Burton Award winner. And one of those previous winners is Matthew Slater, who is with us now on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Matthew, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys today?
Slater, what's up, man? How you doing?
I'm great, brother. How you doing?
Good. Hey, how weird was the first couple of days of camp for you? Like going into the building with all the new restrictions and, you know, you guys can only lift in certain groups. You can't go to the grub line and get as much food as you want. How hard was that on you guys as players when you first reported?
Yeah. So, I mean, you know how unique a locker room is in a football setting, and to kind of have that altered, it was different. And I think guys had to get used to just the protocols and making sure that everyone's staying as safe as possible. But still trying to enjoy one another's company and build camaraderie and get our work done. So it's been a bit of an adjustment process, but I think all in all, most of us are just happy to be back playing the game that we love.
Do you feel like you've been able to sort of achieve those things that you're talking about, you know, continuity and having good chemistry as a team despite some of the separation?
I think we have. I think we've taken some steps towards that. I think it's going to be an ongoing process. And it's going to be that way for probably every team in the league. It's just such a unique season with all the circumstances and that we're, you know, operating under. So I feel good about where we are, but, you know, I do feel like we have a lot of work to do as far as team building and football on the field. But, you know, we'll just take it one day at a time, and hopefully, you know, we'll get to where we need to be.
I know how important special teams are to your team. Obviously, the career you've had and how you lead those units. Are you worried without preseason games and really no live hitting for what it is in practice? You really don't hit that much. Do you worry at the beginning of the year that you're kind of running down under kicks and some kids, we got to make sure some guys are in the right lane and all that. You don't forget how to tackle, you know what I'm saying? But do you worry about the crispness of tackling?
Yeah, I think it'll be challenging early on. I mean, there's just no way to simulate trying to bring another grown man to the ground. So I think, you know, we've done a lot to drill footwork, positioning, making sure that we're in the right place. I think, you know, once the season rolls around, there'll be some you know, growing pain, so to speak, for every team. I mean, we're all working under the same circumstances. But, you know, I have a lot of confidence in the way coaches try to prepare us throughout training camp, and we'll see how it goes come the 13th.
We're talking with Patriots special teams captain Matthew Slater, who's with us ahead of the Patriots premiere coming up tomorrow night. As you get ready for how many years is it now for you? How many seasons?
This will be 13 for
13, me. 13, your 13th season. Was it when you get to 13 years in the league? And there's obviously been some changes on this roster, and there are going to be guys that are not here that, you know, opted out, that are not going to be a part of the team. Does it get harder 13 years in to get up and get going and have that same passion for the game every day that you've had throughout your career?
You know, I think it's the opposite. For me, I think it's easier now. Obviously, physically, it may be a little bit more challenging, but mentally, you realize you can't play this game forever, and the closer you get to the end, you try to hold on to all the moments. You're thankful for the grind of training camp, the way your body feels. You know, those are the things that you'll miss when the game is over. So I've tried to just operate from a place of gratitude this training camp, though it's been a difficult one, because I realize, you know, I definitely don't have 13 more training camps ahead. I'm closer to the end than the beginning, and I want to try to enjoy and savor each and every day.
Yeah, they've only let me down there one time, you know, about a week ago to do that special. And, you know, obviously there's no fans. Do you guys feel it's more of a focused, intense type environment? I kind of got that where you hear everything a coach is saying when you observe, and there's no distractions, it seems to me. Does it feel like it's a more focused camp?
Yeah, I mean, we've really been locked in. And I think another reason for that is we all feel like we're playing a little bit of catch up. I mean, when you miss spring, yeah, you're trying to integrate new players into the fold. You know, not getting that spring work is tough. But look, we're all working, you know, from the same starting line. The focus has been tremendous. Coaches really pushed us hard this camp, and I think we need it. We're integrating a lot of new players. We're trying to find our way to kind of, you know, find our identity as a 2020 club. And that focus has been good for us. And I'm sure it'll be interesting this year. You know, you feed so much off the fans, especially in game situations. I'm sure that'll be an adjustment. We'll just kind of have to navigate it as we go along.
How's Cam Newton been? Have you enjoyed his presence?
You know, I really have. He's got a lot of great energy. He's a fun guy to be around. I think he's been really encouraging with our young players. He's been, really good in that quarterback room. We've got four guys that are really, you know, high character people that have been great teammates and really worked hard. And look, Cam's a special guy. We all know what he's capable of when he's healthy and he's out there playing and producing at a high level. You know, you won't see too many guys physically built like that guy is. It's really impressive just seeing him, you know, move around a football field and operate day to day. So it's been fun playing alongside Cam. You know, he's worked really hard like the rest of us, just trying to get better each and every day.
With his wardrobe, do you feel like you guys as captains have to step up your game, you and the McCourties?
I got no chance of keeping up with that guy. I mean, is it?
How much you think?
He's worn more outfits in the last month than I have in my entire closet.
How does he get it here? Because, I mean, you saw you arrived at the airport. I think he had two bags with him. You had to, like, ship that stuff up then.
He must. But it's impressive now. I tell you, he's matching every day. He gets in at, like, 5 o'clock. And he's dressed to the nines. It's impressive, I tell you.
Bill Belichick said the other day he's one of the first guys in every day. Are you that early? Have you seen him there very early?
Yeah, I mean, he's one of the first guys in there every day. He's got a routine. I mean, the one thing you really have seen throughout this process is this guy's a pro. And, you know, he hasn't had success by accident. He really works at it. He doesn't steer from his routine. He's very disciplined. And that's been impressive. And certainly at that position, you guys know how hard it is to play and maintain a high level of play there. And he's really working at it. And I think it's been good for our younger players to see a guy like that who's accomplished so much work the way that he has.
I was just going to ask, have you made the adjustment and have other players made the adjustment to some of the coaching changes on the staff this year?
Yeah, you know, it's an exciting challenge for us. You know, anytime you have movement on the staff, obviously each coach has a different philosophy, a different way that they like to do things while still staying true to who we are. But it's been enjoyable. It's been a challenge. I'm sure as the season progresses, we'll continue to come together and have a better standing of one another. But so far, I think it's been a smooth process.
Joe Judge went viral yesterday. He was jumping on the ground on a ball with a hose, hosing him down. He was jumping on a fumble. That's what he was doing yesterday.
So I've been told.
Did you see his taping tennis balls to the guy's hands so they couldn't grab people when they tackle?
That sounds familiar.
I wonder where he got that from.
Definitely sounds familiar.
Hey, how important is tonight for
tomorrow night
for the organization? You know, we've done this so many times in past years. I've hosted this gala. You know, it's normally a four-hour event, big fundraiser for volunteerism for the Patriots Foundation, for the Ron Burton family and the Ron Burton award that you've received before. How important is this night for players in the organization, Matt?
I think it's huge. You know, as an organization, one thing we pride ourselves on is trying to be pillars in the community. We realize we have a platform to give back and connect with people. And that's important. And when you come in this building, that's something that you understand is a part of our culture. And for guys that are new here and younger here, I think, you know, that's something that they need to wrap their heads around early. And as much as they can, you know, utilize your platform and give back. I always think of Myra Kraft on nights like these. You know, Mr. Kraft always talks about it was her idea and her legacy to speak to make sure that the team gave back and used its brand to just do good and do right by people, connect with people, and leave a legacy in that way. And I know that we have so many men on our team who believe that, who live that out daily. I'm proud to work alongside them. And obviously the Burton family and everything that they represent, they're just such good people. So it's a great night to celebrate, to look forward to, you know, ways we're going to give back. I'm sure we're going to have to be creative this year with COVID, but we really look forward to it.
Yeah, it's going to be virtual tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. You can see it on WBZ Channel 4 and Patriots.com. But in other years, it's usually a lot of clients and heavy hitters that buy the tickets that have access to these type of auction items tomorrow night. Anyone could tune in. So being virtual, you actually have more people watching and tuning in. So you should be able to raise some good money.
Yeah, that should be neat. I mean, that's awesome that people can kind of get a look behind the scenes and learn about some of the guys off the field, learn about the Patriots Charitable Foundation and the things that we do and guys that are really doing good stuff in the community. So we're excited about it. We're looking forward to it.
You ever play an instrument back in the day? Real quick. We get this new segment on our show coming up in a half hour. We have people call in and they're allowed to play their instruments. Have you ever played an instrument?
You know, I played saxophone back in the day. And I wouldn't say I played. It didn't sound very good at all.
It sounds like you'd be perfect for our segment.
Yeah.
It sounds like you'd be perfect to call in and give it a try.
Yeah, if you got nothing else to do in a half hour, you call back in.
Do you still own it?
You guys don't want to hear me play the saxophone. No, that it's at my parents' house now. I don't have it.
Well, can you make arrangements to maybe get it up here, you know, at some point this season, and we could have you call in and give us you know, a couple of notes?
I have to give a call to Jackie and see if he threw it out or not.
He's probably playing it. Yeah,
he probably did. Dads do that. They clean out the house.
Dads don't do anything. No, they don't. That'd be the mom. So. All right, Matt. We appreciate it, buddy.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys. Take care. All right.
Have a good year, man.
Matthew Slater.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Matthew. With us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Online. As Zoe mentioned, the Patriots premiere is tomorrow night, 7 to 8, Patriots.com, WBZ TV Channel 4, and those auction items you mentioned, Zoe, are currently up for bid right now at Patriots.com if you want to go take a look.
Pretty good items, too.
I think you should get in on one of them.
Good personal stuff with the coach and a couple players, so real interesting.
They got a Kenny Chesney package on there that I know would interest you.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you could get on that, or Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Or anything else. Check it out. All that info for tomorrow night's event at Patriots.com. 617-779-0985. Let's get back to your calls. And we've got open lines. And then, again, we've got the musical instrument segment at 1235 with Bruce Arena to follow at 1250. Thanks for the beers. We'll be right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.